Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we are finishing Siman Shin Chav Ches. We are up to Si'if Mem Ches. This is page Kuf Samach Tes Amud Aleph. We're holding at Si'if Mem Ches on the bottom of page 336, Kuf Samach Ches Amud Beis. So just the last two Si'ifim over here. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Si'if Mem Ches. Asur laniach beged al makash yotzim ben adam, mnei shahadam yitzba oso. You're not allowed to put a beged on a wound that is bleeding because the blood will color the beged. That's soveya. And in addition to that, you're also not allowed to extract blood from a makah. That's chavala. So the first thing you should do is clean off the wound with wine or with water. And some say that to stem the bleeding, to stop the bleeding, you should put spider webs. I don't know where you're going to find spider webs, but I guess if you live in a place with a lot of spider webs, you should put spider webs on the wound, and that will stop the bleeding, and then you should bandage it up. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Kuf Mem Vav, Yitzpa Oso, that if you put a cloth on a wound, it's going to color the cloth. V'yavlagav de Mekalkel Hu Upater, even though it's Mekalkel in the Tzoveya, it's destructive to the cloth, and therefore your Pater, it's not a Melach Daraisa. Mikol Makom Oso L'Chadchila, but you're still not allowed to do L'Chadchila. Or Bebeged Adom, Pshita Da Aser, and if it's a red Beged, then it's for sure Aser, because it may not even be Mekalkel. It's making it even redder, which might be an improvement. Now, in the Dirshu, in note 124, he quotes from Rav Scheinberg that you're allowed to use tissues or toilet paper because that you're just throwing out. That's not called Soveya because you have no interest in dyeing such a thing. And in the Tshuvas Shevet HaLevi, in Chedechesim, in Pedalit, he quotes that for a woman to do a bedika on a bedika cloth, which is an actual cloth, it's not like a tissue or a toilet paper, that's also mutter because it's Derech Lichluch. And it's only a Suffolk Psik Reisha and an Isser Derabanan, and therefore it's like it's considered like Psik Reisha Delo Nichalei for the Tzorach Mitzvah, all of these good reasons why there's no problem for a woman to do a bedika on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, b'makom atchak hiskimu achronim d'yesh lahakel du derech lichluch. B'makom atchak, all the achronim agree it could be makel because it's considered to be something that is derech lichluch, that is dirtying of the cloth. It is not soveya really. V'asalo tzidam, and then we said in addition to that, you're not allowed to draw blood out of the wound. Hu inyin b'fnei atzmo. This is really a separate issue. Dainu shaso lichluch b'yadav alamaka k'tei lo tzidam, that you're not allowed to press down with your hands on the wound in order to draw blood. Or if you wrap something on the wound, even if it's not going to be a problem of tzoveya for whatever reason, also you're not allowed to wrap it on tightly to get blood out, because that's going to be chavala, which is nav melacha. And some say that that same is true about putting something that's going to draw a not only the blood but also pus out of the wound. That too is a melacha d'oraisa because that is your kavana. Val kolpanim isur bevadayesh, and it's for sure aser. Now says the Mishnah Berurah, there are other ways to draw blood out of a wound that are likewise aser. Hamidamik sheretz aluka shakorin piavkes o igelian, a leech, to put a leech onto a wound, shetimtzutz dam, to suck out the blood. Mitzade de magravam diyeshchiv bezel. Magravam holds that there's a chiv on this. That sounds like a da'oraisa. Valkein also because the lukuli almal asas like day yisrael l'chol Hashem b'sakana. So therefore, a Jew should not be doing this for a chol Hashem b'sakana. El aydei in a Yehudi. You can only have a non-Jew do it for a chol Hashem b'sakana. Hamotzitz dam bepiv minachabura chayiv. Another thing that you're not allowed to do is to suck blood out of with your mouth from a wound. V'lachein also limtzos dam shebein hashinayim. So if you have bleeding between your teeth, you shouldn't be sucking it and creating a suction where you're drawing more blood out. That is a violation of chavala. So then when the Shulchan Aruch went on to say that that's why you should wash off the makkah, that's going back on the tzoveya issue, not on the chavala issue. To use spider webs, Beis Yosef is not sure that that's mutter, because it might be a violation of refuah, a third issue. That's why in the Shulchan Aruch he only has it as yesh omrim. So basically three issues. We have an issue of tzoveya, when you use cloth to stop bleeding. We have an issue of We have an issue of chavala when you draw blood out, and we have an issue potentially of refuah in using spider webs to stem the bleeding. Sif mem tes asur l'sum psila b'fiat tabaas k'derek shenogim lasos l'misha watzur. If a person is constipated, so they used to put some sort of something, a string, in the rectal opening, so you're not allowed to do this. Elin kein yosma subshinri, unless you do it with a shinri sheyachzena b'shtei atzbaosav v'yanichena benachas, that you hold it with two fingers and you place it very gently. Over here, the concern is that you're going to pull hair out of that area, and that's the violation of gozes. Says the Mishmur Sif Katan Kofnun, Lasum, the Kolshkein da Asu Lasum, Christiros, Avshuchna Meetmal, Ubzal Asrafil de Shinoi. So you for sure can't put Christir, even if it's prepared from the day before. Christir is apparently some type of potion, some type of mixture of oil and water and stuff that they would put in the rectal opening to help with constipation, and that you're not even allowed to do with the Shinoi, because forget about pulling out the hair, you have another problem of refuah, of shchikas hamanim, im lo b'chola av shein b'sakana, unless the person's a chola, even a chola shein b'sakana, you don't have a gzer of shchikas hamanim, k'mo shkas b'sif yudzayin, toz mot al yidei shinoi, then you're allowed to do it al yidei shinoi, v'yizar shlo yavu l'dei melacha d'oraisa, and just be careful not to come to a melacha d'oraisa. Gam lo ya'ariv mayim v'shemen k'derek sha'osin, k'mvor l'kaman v'simen shin lamed alef siv zayin, el yishmach ha'kol l'toch ha'kli. You also shouldn't mix the water and oil in the normal way, you just pour it all into a cleave, and if you could do all this by a guy, having a guy do it for you, that is certainly much better. Psila, it could be made out of any number of materials, this psila that they would put in the rectal opening. Vitami sura, and the reason that it's aser is mishum daidi to mashmisham kamapam lahachnis lotzi, since you have to put it in and out and in and out. Korv levade sheasher aserisham, it's almost definite that you're going to pull some hair out, and even though that's not your kavana, but it's a psikreshe, and if it's a psikreshe, even on delo nichle, which the Aruch holds is mutter, we hold is aser. You're not allowed to do even a psikreshe delo nichle. Ukomo b'tzror le'el b'simin devarim b'simin shin yud beis si'if zayin vayin beralacha siv katan kufnun beis benachas, but to put it gently v'lo yaval yidei zel yidei hasharas nimin, and then you won't come to pull out any hairs. All of this is only if the psila was already prepared on Erev Shabbos that you're going to use for the constipation. But to make it on Shabbos, even if you make it from paper that you wrap up and you harden, that's a violation of Makab Bepatish, unless it's for a Chol Sheish B'Sakana, which you're allowed to do Isurim Doraisa if it's mamish sakana. Avol mashos mechatichas lefes mutter. But that which they make from a slice of turnip is mutter. Kivin shu machal beimain b'mishum tikkun kli. Because since it's machal beimain, it's not going to be considered tikkun kli. It's not going to be considered makab bepatish. So to summarize what we did today, we said first of all that you cannot put a cloth, especially a red one, on a bleeding wound because of tzoveya, at least midrabanan. But you can clean the wound with wine or water, and some say you can use spider webs to stop the bleeding. Then we learned that you can't squeeze blood, even if it's mixed with pus, from a wound, nor can you attach a leech to suck the blood, nor can you suck blood from between your teeth. And then in the last sif, we said that you can't use the normal rectal instruments to cure constipation, because it's going to pull hair out, but you can open it very gently, and you also cannot prepare the tool that you use for constipation on Shabbos itself, because that is a violation of Makkah B'Patish. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, time to be determined. Stay tuned to the WhatsApp chat. We will begin some Shin Chavtes, which relates to who you could be Mechal Shabbos for, Jew, non-Jew, if you're not sure if they're a Jew or a non-Jew, what kind of predicament they have to be in, where you think they might still be alive, things like that. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Shin Chavtes tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Agotavach. And Xiv Xim Tova.